Hello, and welcome to our AI Lab Hot Item. Today, it's my pleasure to welcome Axel Voss, member of the European Parliament for Germany in the EPP group. MEP Voss is EPP coordinator for the Committee on Legal Affairs, as well as deputy member of the Committee on Civil Liberties, Justice and Home Affairs. And from 2020 to 2022, member and rapporteur in the Special Committee on Artificial Intelligence. The reason? A recent Politico item reporting that MEP Voss intends to gather stakeholders in mid-April to discuss practical solutions for both AI developers and the creative sector. Let's hear what Axel has to say.
Hello to everyone. Thanks once again also for the opportunity here to talk to you. And it's about AI, it's about the problems, the upcoming problems of AI. And so we finished this month the AI Act, and we have seen in all our negotiations and discussions that there are some leftovers, especially, of course, to fill the AI Act with life, but also when we talked about generative AI, and the so-called foundational models, etc. So there we have seen that there is a kind of a big problem still lying ahead of for us. So that's why when I had seen 5 years ago the situation about the copyright or creative sector and the normal social media platforms and big massive upload platforms, there has been an imbalance after long years of not doing here something. This is what I had in mind when I try to invite now the creative sector and also the AI developers together to have a kind of an exchange at the first time on the 15th of April for trying to figure out what problems are on both sides. Of course, the copyright problem has been already discussed in a way 5 years ago, but now we have a new technology in place, and there once again this problem occurs once again. And there we should wait for the imbalance situation. And it's not only what we have in mind with music and movies and also in written form, authors, performers, also newspapers. So what we are saying are neighboring rights or relevant to copyrights. This is something what we should have in mind, because everything now can be done in seconds by robots. That's why we need to solve here the problem, not only for the press publishers, but also for the whole creative sector. The still have in mind is that we have on the 15th of April a kind of a kick-off event in trying to find out what are the problems for the creative sector in every sector of the creative sector, and also then trying also to talk to the AI developers how they are seeing this and what problems they might have in fulfilling the aspect or the obligation of copyright. And of course, what personally I have in mind is, at first, technology can't just ignore existing laws, even if there is a new technology in place. And on the other hand, we should also have in mind that existing laws should not hindering new developments or new technology and so on. So therefore, we need a kind of a balance here. And this is why I think we have actually to try to find at the end a pragmatic solution. But if this is then necessary, also it should be somehow legally binding in a way. But at first, it's necessary to have a kind of a pragmatic solution for both sides. And that's why we need these ideas, what is feasible on the technology, what can be done, what might be a kind of a problem. If we are thinking about to respect copyright from the beginning, it might be critical to the developer AI side to say, oh, what is copyright protected, how we can detect these by machines, what who is behind the copyright, who's the copyright holder. And that's why there might occur kind of a problem how to do this driven by technology, machine readable. These are worldwide working AI systems, and Europe is only one part of all these situations, so they are facing a lot of times around the world, but there shouldn't be a kind of a problem for them to use these AI systems, and therefore we need to find a way forward. On the other side, we have the creative sector, what is very important, and therefore we need to know exactly what problems they might have. Is this a kind of an input question at first, if they are training their algorithms with already copyright protected works, and what does this mean? Secondly, if they do not want to see their material trained for their algorithms, how to protect these copyright protected works or these copyright related works? And also there must be a question, if we are coming to remuneration, how can this start directly, and how they can discover these, and how we can manage these in a machine readable way and in seconds, so that we have a kind of a lifetime and nothing is hindering at the end the output. So the question of input and output is playing a role, if this has to be remunerated or how far we can go and let this happen and so on. And there might be also the question about the different systems of copyright regimes, what we have or what we are seeing in the EU. We have more than less three different copyright systems, and there the aspect of aligning these systems might play a role. And another question occurs to me also, if we have globally acting machines already, should there be a kind of a global approach to it? Meaning also we are inviting some of our like-minded friends in the world, so that we have not only the Commission on board, they also can hear along to this what they have in mind, and also what they would they can listen in a kind of a consultation way or whatever it is, and that we are also asking our international friends. So the transatlantic system might play a role if we're coming to Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Japan, and so on. Also the like-minded friends, that we have also to think about if there is a way in aligning some aspects of copyright in the interest of the AI developers. Also what I mentioned on the EU level, that we have to align some aspects of the national existing copyright systems. And so this is also what we should probably try in this international dimension. Also having in mind, there is WIPO from Geneva, there is OECD, and there's the G7 process also coming with the generative AI development. So we have a lot of issues to align. This should be a starting point, and it should be at first produce some ideas or problems what a legislator or a moderator or however you're seeing this might be helpful with what needs to be solved.
Thank you, MEP Voss. I think that was a very complete overview of what you're trying to achieve. You might need more than a lifetime to get there. There's a lot of aligning that needs to happen, it seems. I was going to say, maybe you should just get everyone around the table and organize a hackathon so they create an AI that does all of that for you. Maybe there's an AI out there that can spot the copyrighted works and create the remuneration key for them. Who knows? But I'm very grateful for you to have shared this with us. And I hope that after the 15th of April, your office is renowned for its transparency and its willingness to go for better regulation all the time. Yeah. So I know that I hope that we will hear the developments as they come out and that we will be able to continue reporting on them.